London bus drivers poised for strike action. The Unite Union is in the process of preparing to formally ballot all its bus drivers employed by Singapore-owned Metroline in a dispute over remote signing on. Unite describes this as a huge experiment with the capital's vital transport system, and designed for profits not passengers. Affected workers have described the proposals as a massive slap in the face to drivers, who are still recovering from the pandemic in which 29 drivers died, and many more are still unable to return to work due to the debilitating effects of the illness. Unite represents more than 4,000 drivers at the company, 16% of all London bus drivers, which dominates routes in the north and the west of London. By introducing remote signing on, drivers would not report to a depot, but would meet their bus, and begin work at a location such as a bus stop. Unite is opposed to remote signing on because of the following. Safety. There will be no checks, to ensure the driver is fit and well, to drive a bus. Lack of access to toilet facilities, rest, and canteen facilities. Drivers will be forced to wait for their bus, to arrive in all weathers, potentially harming their health and ability to drive a bus over a long shift. Greater risk of exposure to COVID-19 in traveling to a location which has not been subject to the risk assessment and health measures. Increase in the dangers of fatigue as drivers will be subjected to higher traveling time. The lack of a backup. If a driver is delayed or a bus is not operational, then at a depot there is always alternative options to provide passenger transport. In a consultative ballot at both Metroline companies, Unite members recorded a 99.2% vote in favor of industrial action at Metroline West and 97.8% at Metroline Travel. Unite is now in the process of organizing a full industrial action ballot, and if a settlement isn't reached, strikes could begin this autumn.